This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and I know you've just had like an hour of me interviewing people and having a whole lot of fun, but guess who's in the studio with me? It's Robbie!
I'm very, very sorry about that, Bruce, because I'll never leave you alone with Gene ever again.
Oh, how dare you? We've had a fabulous afternoon filled with guests, and it's been really fantastic. We've put them all in. We've talked wrestling. We've talked Generations, the Generations Festival happening at the Melbourne Immigration Museum.
We've even talked briefs,
and we talked World Pride City 2023.
I do need you, Robert.
Like, that's the thing. You know when Robbie's not in and I overcompensate, you get an hour of, here it is, everything there.
Of quality content. And the next 2 hours is just going to be even higher quality.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're not here on our own, are we, Robbie? Because we are joined in the studio by the gorgeous Tristan Meacham. Hello, Tristan.
Hello, hello.
It's lovely to have you back in the studio. Now, you're joining us today. You've been running around like a headless chook, haven't you, all around the world?
Seems to be the way, yeah. I've just come back from Scotland, actually. I'm a little bit lagged of the jet.
Oh, wow.
I could fall asleep at any
time.
How
they say it in Scotland?
It's true. I was about to say to be sure.
I think it's to be or not to be, and I'm like, yeah. I think you've got your country's confused.
Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, we're in Scotland, actually. We were running around with the National Theatre of Scotland preparing for the Coming Back Out ball that's happening there in June next year.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
We'll the Coming Back Out Ball's gone worldwide. Of course, for those that don't remember, and if you don't, how dare you, the Coming Back Out Ball for the past 2 years has been an amazing event that's happened here in Melbourne.
It's been all right.
It's been amazing. Oh, look, I think it's been absolutely wonderful, and it's given a chance for elders to come back out of the closet, or our LGBTI elders, or people who never really got the chance to come out in their youth, and to come out and celebrate who they are, however they may be. And it's absolutely been gorgeous and lovely and wonderful, and I've loved it each and every year, and no matter what you say.
And
it's been absolutely fantastic, and to be able to have a space that celebrates the older people in our community for who they are has just been amazing. And what's really exciting is this year we didn't think we were going to be able to have another one. It was just one of those crazy years, 2019. It's been going
and
nuts.
It's already finished almost, isn't it?
It is. So, but you know what? Who doesn't love a surprise? So all the Queen's men.
Once, twice, three times a lady.
And brought it back in another little soiree form.
We're coming back again.
Back again, but, you know, doing things a little bit differently with the Coming Back Out Ball. Sell on!
Oh, I like that. I'm going to say it like that next time.
Yeah, every single time.
So, just yell at it.
The Coming Back Out Ball sell on.
Sell on!
Sell on! Which is the Coming Back Out Ball, just in a little bit of a smaller size.
Look, it's just a bit of a different variation, really. We had two really fantastic events that happened at the Melbourne Town Hall. They were evening events, three-course meals. Wonderful entertainment. But actually, we thought about shifting the form a little bit, probably because we couldn't get as much money for this one, let's be honest. But actually, when you think about it, an afternoon event is actually much more convenient for the wonderful LGBTI elders who'll be attending. So this one, it's the same fabulousness. It'll be the same pomp and ceremony. It'll be the same honouring of elders, but just at a much more convenient time slot from 3:30.
Well, for them, quite frankly,
yeah,
which
yeah,
I think
absolutely.
They'll be much happier with.
We'll all be in bed by 7, which I think is great, actually. And this year is quite unique as well. Even though it's a little bit different, we'll be doing an afternoon tea. It'll be a high tea at the Mural Hall. It will be a celebration for all of those that have come before. Of course, those that are out and proud, but also those that would like to come out for the very first time. And that's what's really great about these projects. We did Dance Club at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent on the weekend. And let me say...
We had almost
120 people there. And literally there would have been 10, 15 people who had come out for the very first time still at that event. So it brings you to tears each and every time. Wow.
I've absolutely loved it. Now, if you want to know anything about it, jump onto the Mad Wednesday Facebook page. We shared the ABC story shared on their page as well. Mm. It was absolutely delightful.
Yeah, it's an absolute delight. And the ball is a larger version of that. It really is about connecting elders throughout Victoria. So everyone is welcome. It's a free event for people, for LGBTI elders
every
year.
That's what I really love about it. Like, you do need to get online and register, but it doesn't cost you a thing to go, which is really
It costs me everything. No, it absolutely. We want to make sure that we walk the talk and make sure that it's accessible and inclusive for everyone. So you can dress up like a king or a queen or a non-binary royalty, and make sure that you feel absolutely spectacular, no matter whether you have money or not.
Now, all LGBTIQ plus and allied communities are welcome. Mm-hmm. It's filled with not just a whole lot of fun and amazing amount of community, but acclaimed Australian LGBTQ plus artists.
That's correct.
QI plus artists, sorry.
Soon to be released.
And the internationally renowned cellist, Yo-Yo Ma. Oh, mm-hmm.
Now, this is the thing.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Isn't there a sound effect for that? Come on.
I'm going to scream. It's going to be... hang on.
That's better.
Yo-Yo Ma! No, not that.
Oh, no, it's not a set.
That's the one. That's the one I wanted.
That's good.
I'm having one of those
classical
days.
Royalty, Yo-Yo Ma. We're absolutely thrilled, actually. This is going to make the event, despite those sound effects that introduced him there, using those. Maybe I might borrow them, actually, for the live event. But actually, we had this wonderful story, really. Yo-Yo Ma is doing this wonderful thing called the Bark Project, which is touring around the world, 36 concerts in 36 countries. And as a result, he does this wonderful concert that's happening, I think, at Arts Centre Melbourne. The day after, he does a thing called the Day of Action, which is partnering with local community groups, people that are speaking about important issues, but also doing really wonderful community things. It's happened all around the world, and the Coming Back Out Ball has been chosen as that event. So we're really...
I'm going to be honest, it almost brings me to tears a little bit.
It brought me to tears. Really, it really did.
It really is amazing what you and your team have done with this event and with the many events that you do that support so many people. And it's not just the support that you give the elders in our communities, but what it actually means for us to be able to come and see and help create spaces that they feel welcome, or help to see just the broadening of that inclusivity. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, shucks. Thanks so much, love. I think what's really great about it is that initially it was just for elders, but let's be honest, it's the social event for the whole rainbow community, and we are now going to have to set up a bouncer because everyone wants to come in. And that's what we really welcome. Even though we do say that the elders are the ones that are celebrated, what's really beautiful about these events now is everyone's coming along.
Everyone.
And there's such a great intergenerational sort of connection. People are learning from each other. There's conversations that are happening.
One of the parts that I love is that there's always a table with some people who are from the Switchboard Out and About project. Mm-hmm. And every
single
year,
they've booked their tickets
already. Of course they have, because every single year. And what I love is that the people that volunteer to go and support them and hang out with them actually come as their dates and have such an amazing time. And the first year, quite a few of them looked amazing in their black suit. The men, I assume they're men. I'm not trying to put anyone in a box. They were in their black suits. And it were lovely. Mm-hmm. And then the second year, a couple of them dragged up.
Oh.
And it was the first time they'd ever done it. Our dear friend Holiday Knight actually did one of their makeup. Mm. And you can see a video of that.
It's a beautiful ABC profile, isn't it?
But what's wonderful as well is, like, they just got dragged up and loved that they were just living this part of themselves, whatever it may be.
Yes.
And it's... You forget we have this amazing culture that we get to be a part of, and it's not just that we create this space for them, but that they create this space for us too, and it's really
like
wonderful.
Yeah, like when I turn old, which I'm almost two or three years, I hope that all of that sort of stuff doesn't stop for me. So I think the idea of the ball and dance clubs is really just about going that, you can be yourself at no matter what age, and also the assumption that people come out, at early age, it's not necessarily
true.
So we're having people that are really coming out for the very first time, and I guess this is what's great about being able to speak with you both on the radio. People that are hearing us in their own homes know that these events are really safe and they're designed specifically for you. Come along. Please do reach out to us, because once you connect with this community, you'll start building friendships and families that you may not necessarily know exist. And from that, from these sort of wonderful cultural events, we know that we can build things together. So if you are interested, can I do a little bit of a plug?
Oh, I was about to.
Oh, great.
Please go ahead.
Please do reach out. It is selling out. We only put it out a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And we've already sold almost out.
So you've got, and now tickets are free, but you have to book.
Please.
So the way in which you can do that is go to thecomingbackoutball.com or allthequeensmen.net.
Oh, no, just do thecomingbackoutball.com.
Okay, cool. Make it easy. Comingbackoutball.com.
And there's also a phone number if you don't have the online services of the internet, which is 0497 584 843.
And we will put all those details in the written description of our podcast that will be up tomorrow morning. But let's just repeat it again. Head online to comingbackoutball.com or call 0497 584 843.
And can I just give a bit of a shout out as well? The Victorian State Government and the City of Melbourne and the Victorian Seniors Festival have supported this event for the last 3 years. Really, without their support, none of this would be able to happen. And so I just want to toff my hat to their ongoing support for something that, you know, could have been a flash in the pan. It could have happened once and then disappeared. But actually, what's really great about it is, like, it's an ongoing legacy of building community over a long period of time. And that stuff means stuff.
It absolutely does. Tristan, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
I'm going to go and fall asleep now.
You can go and collab. And we'll get you back in surely more and more times. Head to the Coming Back Apple, everyone. If you know someone who would like to come back out and come there, why not bring them along? You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.